Good morning.
Good morning, Char. How are you? This is Betty.
Hi, how are you? I'm doing good. I'm trying to get one last marinade recipe on here. I've been going to do this all week, take time to do it, and I didn't. And now I found some that sound good, so I thought, well, that would be interesting for tofu, marinated tofu.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done much of that?
No, I had looked for a recipe for that, too, and just wasn't coming up with anything that would that I kind of liked.
Okay, we'll see if this one, I've got one more to add to it. They've got general instructions, and then there's one other website that sounded good also that I won't take time to go into now. I've got the last one to put on here. It was general instructions and then three recipes, very different ones. And
oh, wow.
They all sounded good to me just from what I was looking at. Glancing at them this morning. I thought about it yesterday, and then I never got back to that area.
Yeah.
Brain.
I made the tofu that was baked, and I was looking for different things to use as far as coatings for that. I tried using the mock chicken recipe that you had given us. With all the different seasonings. I think maybe you got it at Parkview. But I tried.
Okay, the chicken seasonings. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I know.
Yes. So that was tasty. I liked that. But I hadn't tried any other yet either. So.
Okay. One of these is a peanut sauce. I've got to get the title on this other one, peanut sauce or marinade, which probably is, well, it looks like it's a little bit different. Just a second here. I'm going to get the title in here of this one. I don't like to get this far and then think that maybe I'm going to lose it and have to start all over when I have to do this much cutting and tasting.
Yeah, that sounds great. I like the Thai things like that. So that kind of marinade sounds appealing.
Yeah, we do. We like Thai food a lot. In fact, a couple that ended up at our house yesterday, and we had dinner here, wasn't exactly planned that way, but that's the way it turned out. That was their favorite. She was asking me about a Thai restaurant, and I told her about one that's close by, and she says, I'm going to take him there tomorrow night for dinner. He's been so good. Meaning he's been so helpful, because she fell and bruised up both eyes really bad.
Oh, wow.
And her
sleep mask.
Well, yeah, she isn't that far yet. I gave her a couple of a mini and a power patch, and hopefully she's using them. She didn't have it on. Wait, she wouldn't go out in public. She's extremely vain about how she looks, especially her face.
Do you remember, oh gosh, I don't remember how many years ago it was when I fell and did my upper eyebrow and my upper lip?
Oh, yes.
And when I went to the ophthalmologist the next day, because I slept in the, you could see where the sleep mask end is, because that's where the bruising began.
Oh, wow.
One night.
That's amazing.
And he said to me, he knew what I was doing. He said, just keep doing it.
Well,
I had put a mini on immediately, because that's why I fell. I was adjusting them on my knee. And I put one on my lip and one on my eyebrow. I could immediately feel the swelling on my lip go down.
Wow. You know, I know how, if I get it right at the beginning, and this is what I told her because it was like a day and a half later, I can eliminate the black and blue. I just did it on my forehead where I walked into the car. I had a hat hanging. Well, I walked into the trunk that was up, which was worse, and it got me right above the bridge of the nose. Fortunately, if it hit me on the bridge of the nose, I would have probably cracked something there. But you know, dead on the skull, just at the very base of the forehead, and it still
has arrived.
This has been like a week ago, but I ran in because I could feel it coming up already.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably, oh, I don't want to exaggerate, probably about an eighth of an inch raised. And so I went in and put a taped a super mini on it right away. And then took the power patch and wrapped it around my neck, knowing that that would give off, you know, a fair amount of energy also. And it never turned any color at all, and the swelling went down maybe an hour or so. I didn't pay that much attention to the timing on it, but hers yesterday was the third day, and it was the most brilliant magenta and purple I have ever seen. And she says, why would it be under the second, the eye I didn't even hit? She says, at least I don't remember hitting it. Well, you know how fast these things happen. It was about an 80-pound dog that was dragging her.
Ouch.
The dog had gotten startled at something or was chasing something, and she was trying to refrain it, and she just got thrown over on the concrete sidewalk.
Mm.
And so she was, anyway, she didn't want to go out in public, but she had this hat that she was pulling down and a scarf she was putting on her face and everything else. And I said, you know what? Anyway, I gave her one of each, and I can't say it looked a whole lot better, but I don't know how long she wore it either. And she's not been, she's the one that used the magnets on her hand and could feel a difference.
I didn't mean to interrupt your story about that. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm gonna tell her your experience, and maybe that'll convince her to use it a little bit more than what,
Well, I went to the ophthalmologist the next day because when I woke up, something was flashing around in my eyes.
Ooh.
And I saw it, and they said, come right in, and it turned out that my vitreous was moving around in there, which it's not supposed to do. But he said, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and if it gets any worse or continues, let me know, and I never went back.
Didn't need to, huh?
No.
Just the regular. All I've got to do now is insert some page numbers here. Anybody else want to say hi here while I'm messing with a recipe that I don't want to lose?
Hi, Shar. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm working.
I didn't hear what you what happened. I didn't. Hear.
Oh, a brand new friend, ended up with a dog pulling her over on the sidewalk, and she's black and blue. Not a pit. The two worst colored areas are right under the eyes, really puffed up and really bright. And the other one was like on the side of the nose, on the left side of the nose, right at the base of the nose, was scraped and bruised. And then her chin, she's got a big spot on her chin that's just really a mess. They took her into emergency, some people that were seeing this happen. Took her into emergency because they said, we just can't leave. Remember, I can't remember who the celebrity or famous person got ignored, and then she ended up dying because of a...
Liam Neeson's wife.
Yeah.
The one with the skiing accident?
I think that was it.
Yeah, Liam Neeson's wife.
So anyway, they said, we're not leaving. How come I don't have the rest of the .com? Oh, there it is. We're not leaving until we get you into emergency and make sure that nothing's going to, you know, take place or happen as a result of it. So she argued with him because she didn't have insurance. And then the gal who she's house-sitting a dog during the day is what she...
Oh, so this is your knitting person from the library?
Yes. I guess I didn't say that, did
okay.
I?
Okay.
And so anyway, the person she's house-sitting from just went in and paid her medical bill. She's,
wow.
This is a write-off for me because fortunately it was a urgency care center, which was a fraction of what it would have been to ER in a hospital.
Sure.
And
well, it was her dog.
Yeah, it was her dog. And that, you know, that was cool because that was showing responsibility and of what really needed to be done. Okay, got the last one, got the insert page numbers on this and everything. So let's do one final printout here. Save as. Get it in the right spot. Oh, cripe. Can't do that one. Anybody else see anything on the news or any place where they want to comment on? You can tell my computer is now slowed down.
Dr. Oz started today with his Joy, I guess it's a celebrity, whatever, Joy Behar from The View was on asking questions. She has a history of her mother had her first heart attack, I think it's 50, and an uncle who had one young also and died driving. So he asked her, what do you do, you know, if you see somebody in cardiac arrest? Anybody know the answer?
No, I think I saw the headline for that. Where it was going to be, but...
First thing you do is call 911. Mouth-to-mouth is totally eliminated. No more.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because
they have found that the body still has, even though you're having a cardiac arrest, your body still has oxygen in it, which is what you were doing the breath for anyway. And so the important thing is to do 100 compressions.
It's arrived.
And keep your arms stiff and just do it really quickly. Wait for 911 to come. Bye, Mark. If somebody is having either a heart attack or cardiac arrest and still is conscious, anybody know what you do?
No.
Again, call 911.
Okay.
An aspirin.
Trixie, spit that out. Yeah.
It's arrived.
An aspirin because it thins the blood, and Joy is a representative for Bayer, and there's a little vial type thing that you can get from, she gave a long website I didn't write down, that will hold an aspirin so that you always have one with you.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never carry aspirin anymore because I'm allergic to them and don't use them and I don't think about
stuff. I don't even have any in my house. I probably should get a bottle.
Well, I end up collecting them from when people leave them, so I think there's someplace I've thrown enough of them out for the same reason, but goodness, what have I got sitting here? Anyway, now my printer ran out of paper.
Nancy, did you just say about an aspirin taking it at night? Is that what you said?
No. If somebody is having either a heart attack or a cardiac arrest but is still conscious, you do not do compressions. Call 911 and give them an aspirin because the reason for the attack. Blood thickens, and the aspirin will thin the blood.
Okay. No, because there was there's something going around about taking aspirins at nighttime instead of during the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Bill sent it to one of the people in at Harvard, and they looked it up, and it, I don't think it's right information.
Oh. I don't know. I've also heard that, he didn't specify baby aspirin or regular, and I've even heard on whatever programs, people are supposed to put the aspirin under their tongue, a regular aspirin, and let it dissolve rather than swallowing it whole. They did not delineate that today.
Hmm. I would think that would be just by far faster.
Yeah. It's
reaction on the body.
I remember some tasting. It's probably a preferable way to do it.
Nancy, this is Mary Lou, and I just came in late just now. What are you, I haven't looked at them, but y'all are talking about aspirin. Is this the new crystal aspirin that Bayer has put out that they tell you is the type to use for your heart if you have a heart attack?
Haven't heard anything. Joy Behar has become a spokesperson for Bayer. And there's a little vial, it was on the doctors this morning, on Oz this morning. There's a little vial that you can order, that you can get online. And if somebody is having a heart attack or cardiac arrest, but they have not gone unconscious, you don't do compressions, call 911 and give them an aspirin because it'll thin the blood, which will hopefully stop what's going on.
Did she say it was the new crystal, Bayer?
I have not heard that term.
Okay, these are what they're saying. It's a new crystal, Bayer aspirin, and that's the kind that you should have if you were using it, because I guess it goes in so much faster, you don't have to chew it. If someone's having a heart attack, you just get it under their tongue.
They do put it under the tongue. Maybe it has a coating so that the taste isn't quite as bad as it. I don't know, the aspirin has a horrible taste.
Oh, I know. It's about as bitter as you
can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe.
Well, that's all I'd heard, and I haven't really gone into a store and looked for them.
Yeah.
I'd heard that, and I didn't know. But if she was the spokesman for them, she would be sure and be promoting it if there's such a thing.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to know what you do if somebody is having a cardiac arrest and they're unconscious, or if somebody's having a heart attack, cardiac arrest, and they're not unconscious.
Uh-huh.
You treat it differently.
Uh-huh. Treat it different. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting to know.
Yeah. Did you get my email, Mary Lou?
Yes, I did, and I will do it today. I was gone all day.
Okay, thanks.
Blue, and let me tell y'all, you have time now for me to share something with you?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I set out our brand new products at the health fair yesterday. I wasn't selling or anything, and I got tremendous response. All I had to do, I took the little leaflet book, you know, that came with our lamp on the full spectrum, and I kind of showed a picture of it, and then they gave that inside page and made up a little flyer so that the people could take it, and they were very interested in our new lamp.
Wow.
So that's what I did. But I could hardly keep the bracelets on the table and all, and I have a list of people to call. I just said, no, I don't know the price of them. And they said, I want to know what they are. And so how much they were going to be and everything. So I've got me a little list to call for people that want the bracelet. They didn't seem as much interested in the necklace. And I showed them, you know, displays how that you could, you know, make it longer if you wanted it. But I've never seen as many young boys. And then one boy came by and told me that he was planning on being a coach, but then he's ended up teaching out at TSTC, our technical school here, and that's where the health fair was, on wind farms. But he said one of his coaches last year, rather than buying new products for the you know, equipment that they needed, he took his money and bought those bracelets for all of his team. So that would be, I guess, a good source. And then, of course, all of them noticed it, you know, with the World Series with the Texas Rangers wearing them, you know.
It arrived.
What kind of bracelets were they, Mary Lou?
I did what?
What kind of bracelets were they wearing?
Oh, well, you know, a lot of those came out another product a year old back in the summertime, and some company in California, it was in Irvine, sent them to the baseball players. And the guys started wearing them, and there's those other little ones that look different, but these guys were just talking about the regular little magnet bracelets like we had, and some of them have worn my green ones, you know.
Okay.
I had, but anyway,
it's arrived.
I wanted to share that the positive response, and there wasn't a woman that came by that didn't ooh and ah over the dress, the one with the earrings and the bracelets. They all were very positive reaction to them. So I just thought I'd share that with y'all.
Wow.
That's great. Well, I figured that the sport bracelets would go over really, really well. I've been wearing the necklace, and I like it. Because it lays further out. It's a stiffer material.
Uh-huh.
And it lays further out on the shoulder, and it just hits those spots for me.
That's great. I haven't put it on me yet, because I still was wearing my old little silver one, you know.
Yeah. Well, I went from the silver to the black one, the black and gold Shannon version. And
yeah.
Then this one is almost like a stiff rope that lays out. I mean, it just makes a circle. In other words, it doesn't drop down in the front like the link chain would.
Uh-huh.
So it hits those pressure points across the back of my neck.
Uh-huh.
The length is absolutely perfect to get on that. I realized what yesterday I had put both of them on. I had the one on because I thought it looked better with, you know, I was going out for just a few minutes, and I forgot that I'd had the other one on underneath because it slipped down underneath my top, and this one just lays on top. I mean, it isn't going to move anywhere, and it doesn't twist around on your neck, you know, for the clasp. At least it hasn't so far on me. It's right where I put it. Except I think last night when I wore it to bed, it was moved. a little bit, which would be reasonable.
Hey, I hear way
ahead. Well, I need to ask the question.
Okay. I want to ask Way a question too. Go ahead, Mary Lou. Though you have.
No. What about the larger knots on the outside? Is that the magnet? Just the three that are on the bracelet? You know,
I don't think so. I think that's just decorative. The material inside the nylon tubing is what contains the triphase.
Okay.
I think I did that right. Or one of them is not triphase. Oh, wait. I might be backwards on that. The earrings are not triphase because they could not get that much. They couldn't get the far infrared into the earrings.
Okay.
But I think the rest of it is, I know the rest of that set is triphase, and then I can't remember on the sport bracelet, I think it would have to be triphase.
So the earrings are just magnetic?
They're just magnetic, right. And maybe the, overload on information here, and especially trying to concentrate on the, don't repeat. Don't take my word for it. Look on the material that'll be coming out this weekend. We should have a quick reference sheet.
Okay.
I haven't seen them yet, not even to the host. But, let's see. It's not this weekend, it's the next weekend. I'm leaving this weekend, so everything's this weekend for me right now.
Well, I just told them I couldn't answer those questions because I didn't know yet, and that was the truth. I got a base of the ones that were interested, so that's good.
That's good. That's great. Well, it also, when you can truthfully say that, and they, of course, can tell, that means that it's something that's newer, higher tech, and they have a greater interest. It's going to pique their interest even more.
I guess it, you know, because it did. So,
yeah.
I just wanted to share that with you to show them. But you have to be careful. They want to take it off with them, I think.
They could take legs and walk really fast.
Yeah, they would just take it right off. In fact, I just got through telling somebody, and he acted like it was that they were free to pick up, and I had to catch them from him because he was fixing to put them in his little sack of goodies. So really watch them when you if you let them out.
They'll disappear. I don't think so. I want to ask Way a question here on back on the tofu again. I was trying to come up with some ideas for marinating tofu, and I know you did some interesting things with it when I was down at your place. You got a minute to share that?
Yeah, what did I do? I do a lot of stuff with tofu.
Give us one.
What are you doing it for? Are you having it for a main dish? Are you doing it to wrap? Or what are you, I use different spices and different things for this. I guess purpose, so it's just like a meat, I guess, you know. So what are your intention with it?
I started out just thinking in terms of I like to freeze it and then thaw it out and then...
Make it clean, like texture, like, and drain it and I try and get a chicken texture, that's what you're trying to do, yes?
That would work. Printed out a few ideas, and I thought as long as you're on the line, I'm going to let you do it firsthand because you come up with
I can generally season, because I don't use MSG, so I use the mushroom seasoning. It's just like mushroom and vegetable broth turning to a bouillon type, those powder I show you. I just dash some of those and some soy sauce, some salt, I guess, and then what else am I using? Yeah, I've made the pepper, and I just season it pretty much. You can bake it, too. I would brush it. You can brush it with olive oil, and you can bake it.
Okay, now, I've never brushed it with the olive oil. So you'd season it, and then brush it with olive oil and bake it?
Yeah, you can bake it that way. Just so it doesn't dry too much, I guess. Because you guys, you make and bake a lot of stuff, so I figure that's what you do. Because I don't, culture don't bake a lot. I could go working over stove all the time.
Okay, but, so to repeat that, mushroom seasoning, soy sauce, and then what else did you say?
Just a little bit of salt and pepper. Black pepper.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it, really. That's my main seasoning that I use. And then, of course, I use some spices, just Asian spices. I don't think you're careful yet, so. But yeah, it just depends what you want to do with it. Like, you know, with those ones, one to do, when you fry it up, is, and drain off. Yeah, so.
Drain it before you bake it, you mean?
Yeah, you would have, yeah. So, because what, you see, when you defrost it and then drain all the water, it's become very dry. And then when you season, it's actually absorbed all the seasoning.
You can leave the marinade in the pan when you're baking it.
Definitely, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so you can do that. Just most American bake a lot of stuff. I figured out what you could do with it. Or, you know, and then you can season to your American seasoning after you do with chicken or, you know, meat rice. I don't know. Because I don't use those bouillon stuff because they have some chemistry, so that's why I use those Asian rice.
Right.
Seasoning. What about
ginger or garlic on it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, absolutely. I always crush garlic and grate a little bit of ginger on it. That's one dish, and then, to change taste again, grated lemongrass is another dish you can do. Grated lemongrass with the same seasoning that I was doing, but I give you another dish, pretty much. But don't do lemongrass and then ginger at once because it's two different things. So,
not ginger and lemongrass together.
Yeah, so it's two different dishes then. It's just two different, because yeah, it's just too overwhelming. Because I either do with ginger or I do with lemongrass. So the base of our cooking, a lot of our seasoning we use lemongrass and now cooking and ginger. We throw those good spices for you.
Okay, one other question.
Two.
So what temperature and about how long would you suggest baking it?
We'd probably do 350. And that just depends on the size of it too, right? If it's going to be chicken nugget size, it can be shorter and longer. So, just pretty much I always cut them up into around the size of the bite size. And that doesn't really take that long, just brush it. Maybe
10 minutes.
It can go down a little bit. But otherwise, actually, what I do mostly is with a pan, you know, and add a little bit more water, and then when you do, add a little bit of water and the seasoning and with the soy sauce. It just like depends how much.
So you do it on top of the stove then frequently?
You can do it on top of the stove, but how I mainly do it, but a lot of location, like the baker stuff, whatever I could get for baking. But that one, yeah, so you can do it with the pan. So I
bake mine for probably 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, that'll give it enough moisture. Yeah, try baking that and then, because most of you guys just serve it over your greens, so you just toss up your greens, because most of the time we have it after it's ripe, and then you have our greens along with it. That Vietnamese, it's traditional to have. You have a kind of like a salty, meaty dish, and then you have a vegetable dish with your rice. So, three things. But then, you know, for you guys, you tend to have food in the plate, so then you toss over your plate of, vegetable salads. And, you know, you can do small strips and actually wrap it, use it for wrapping. If you do a lot of batch, and then you can save for wrapping, you know, rice paper wrapping with those greens.
Oh, you mean put them in a wrapper?
Yeah, you can always wrap it too, you know, we can wrap anything. If you're in a rush and you're on the road trip, yeah, just tuck your leaf and green in there and toss it in there and wrap it up with tortillas or even use rice paper.
Okay, I see what you're saying. That sounds right.
Yeah, you can do anything with it.
I noticed on this recipe they say make a extra big batch and then when you're marinating your tofu and then just wrap it and throw it in the freezer so it's all prepared for you.
You can do that, yes.
I haven't tried that yet either. But I, what little bit I've done, I've really liked in the recipe. And
I've done it the Zach and Mom, I guess, the ratio. But my recipe for cooking ratio wise is like 1 salt, 2 sugar, and one of the mushroom seasoning. That's the ratio. You know,
one salt, two sugar, and one mushroom.
One mushroom and one seasoning, one soy sauce. So that's just my kind of like across the board. I can do 100 people, 200 people, or 25, but that's my recipe for it, and the seasoning has always come out right. So that is my guide. So I don't know, because many of you follow a recipe, they'll tell you, yeah, this much, and it's just too much thinking, but that's my, those turn out right as far as taste wise, so that's
okay,
why.
So I'm going to say it once more. So 1 salt, 1 mushroom, 1 soy sauce, and 2 sugar.
Yeah, that's good. The consistency to get everything tastes right.
Right, okay.
But
well,
that's not out of the book. That's my after cooking for so many hundreds of people, so that, you know, either 100 or 400 people. Yeah, that's, you know, I put together, and then I have that, and I toss. Then I can season and toss over stuff, and then have to think about pinch of this, pinch of that. So that's my guide that I'll be using. So, yeah. Sometimes a lot of people are, I don't know how to put this together, so I have to put a whole batch, I can do that, and then I can hand it to the girls, and they can toss that in there.
Now, how much of the time do you not use frozen tofu and drain the whey, but just fresh tofu? Do you use...
I don't even use frozen that much.
Okay.
Because I guess I always have it fresh, and this time if I cook stuff and have leftovers, that's very seasoned stuff, then I could freeze it. I mean, fried tofu, I guess, not just fried, but even baked tofu, when it's fresh and baked, you can definitely, and seasoned already, you can definitely, freeze it. Yeah, I have not stuff in my freezer. I always get complaints in my fridge. So, but the tofu, because I turn over quite a bit sometimes, so I don't tend to freeze tofu a lot. But, yeah, I always freeze because if I have extra, that's my main reason for it. But otherwise, you know, you can do chicken nuggets type of stuff. You know, use your seasoning for chicken nuggets. Then you can wrap, you know, do some flour thing and then spray and bake it. You know, that's another thing you do with the, you frost the tofu because you get that chewy texture. When you have the chewy texture, after you take all the water and after it's defrosted, you can break it off. Pieces is like mince, so you can throw it into any mince dish that you have, that mince meat type, you know, the kind of texture. Yeah, so, you can put it in patties or so it's just limitless. You can put it in the blender or just crush it again with your stuff, and then it's all different pieces, and then you can season it, and then just like, then you can do it like, I guess bacon pieces. Bacon bits or things that you throw over your salads or soup. I'm just trying to turn things kind of less nice things that you guys would do.
There's another one that comes to my mind, and maybe you can refresh my memory on it without taking too much time here for you or anybody else. But that was the tofu that you buy dry. It's the soy that you buy dried in either sheets or in those things that look almost like corn on the cob, twisted, layered, that just, I can't remember what they said.
Well, you can sell those, they're called bean curd sheets. They're when you make soy milk and the curd kind of curdle up, so they extract those curd it out and dry it, that's what it's from. It's soapy, thing up, but they're very chewy, and you can soak it once it's softened, then you can wrap whatever you want in it, and fry or bake whatever you want. It's a great wrapper, it gives you some protein stuff, yeah.
Okay, you made like a loaf of lunch meat out of it when the cookies.
Yeah, I found the frozen one, the frozen fresh one in the this dry, dry being perfect, and this dry face, and I just love her dry, not, let's see, frozen fresh being curd. So they are the best one to make the ham, luncheon meat, or whatever you guys call it, our version of ham. Normally we eat pork, but that's what I eat. We eat that for the vegetarian version. My kids love it. And those ones, you can make and leave in the fridge for about a month. So
what you did was, what did you put in? You're saying what seasonings you bought, the seasoning already combined?
Everything I told you about the seasoning and the pretty much salt, some mushroom seasoning, some sugar, and some pepper, minus the soy sauce, really.
Okay, so you use the same flavoring and you just stir that into it and then press it. I know you pressed it in a strawberry carton with cheesecloth in it.
Are you thinking of, actually you could do that, actually, and then, use the wrap around it. That would work because the way I do is too complicated to wrap in circle. That you could do, just get some banana leaves and some of those strawberry strainer thing and that will work. Boil it and then drain it. I discovered you boil it, and then drain it and then season it.
Has left the conference.
Okay. You boil it first and then season it?
Yeah, boil it, drain it, dry, and then season it and then press it and then let it and then steam it. To grind it all together. But remember, when you do press, it has to be tight and then tie it together, right? With the string.
Right. Okay, so you're boiling it first when it's loose and in pieces.
Right. Chop it off, boil it up. Yeah, so it's all mushy and,
okay.
It's arrived.
Into the loaf. Or whatever you're shaping it into, the strawberry carton.
Yeah, because I wrap it up, I wrap it into like ham size, I guess your, those round ham, a lot of things we use banana leaf and we wrap in circle and into like a,
the banana leaf allows it to drain out also?
Yes, it will. The sticker is binding it tightly.
Okay.
Yeah, with a spring. Yeah. I guess, you guys tend to use, skin or a intestine or something like that. So when you do your salami, that kind of stuff, we use banana leaf, that kind of stuff. Either meat-based or vegetarian-based, our approach, we tend to use banana leaf and, and tie it all up.
Okay, if you happen to find a recipe that describes this pressed together on the internet, because you would...
And birthing part is the modified part, but we tend to put into a round, like salami, and just, I'll draw it out. You can actually use to make a round, just put it in the, those zip bags, right? You can put in there and it can round out boxes. You have the round bottles and then you can sort of put it in the, pack it into the, you have to watch it. I'll find it if anyone has realistically done it. Because I don't know if they've done as good as mine. I have to say I was probably the best one that I've seen. And I found another person at the temple does it as good. Not that,
I bet a springform pan, because the seal usually isn't that tight, would allow it to drain out, either a square one, or I've got some pans that have the insert that's set in the bottom, metal one.
Put some weight on it, so then it will bind. The main thing is, when you cut it off, it's all sticking together like half an envelope.
Right.
So okay, I've got the idea. I wanted to go back and do that again because it sounds very difficult and complicated the way we're talking about it. I hope everybody
else. It does sound like it, but when you do it like anything else, once you know, oh, this is a piece of cake. So it's just,
right. It doesn't take that much. It does not take that much time, and it definitely is another way of working with it. So I'm anxious to do it again.
And then it takes you on the road all the time. It's always... You'd have to do a lot of cooking.
Right, right. That's what I saw was the convenience of it. And the broadcast.
Right.
Anyway, thank you for your insight.
Well, I'm not doing enough on my shipping, too, because nowadays you can do 2 days of shipping, and you can do, you know what? You know, there's a flat rate box. I should go and ship it to you. Seriously, I have my sister-in-law once took fish and shipped across the country, you know, and just go back.
We have got to get a printed recipe so other people can follow it. So if there's something already on the internet, because I'm finding so much stuff is appearing there, then shoot it to me and we'll get it out to everybody. But I know we're over time.
I'm not going to mess around, make a big batch, I'll ship it to you. Then, you know.
Just make sure I'm home before you do that, because we're going
to I have to connect with you, and
I've got something in mind that I can exchange with you for.
Has left the conference.
I would love to do that with you.
Yeah, I mean, I found a shipping box that's a medium size, only $10, and you can put up to 20 pounds, so I can stick them out at least 5 of those in there, so it's worth it.
We can get creative with the mail delivery, yes, now. And
probably won't do those, though.
We don't want to be a couple of days apart, and in the wintertime it would be fine.
Yeah, next time we'll communicate, find out exactly where you are. Once you reach your destination, I might just start off a treat for you.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Guys, I know we need to run, or we're going to run out of recording, and then somebody will hear it and say, oh, what was the rest of it? Anyway, thanks to Steve for doing the recording, if he's on this morning, if it was running, and I think maybe it was. And we'll work on deciphering this a little bit better so it makes more sense to everybody, and get something in print for it, because
and then I can modify it so then I don't have to.
Okay, great. Well, make it a wonderful weekend. I don't remember who's on tomorrow because I didn't read Vance's note that he sent down. I don't know whether anybody
has left the conference.
So anyway, we will see you on Monday. We will be on the road then, and I'm going to trust that I have reception. So thanks for your participation. Hope you got some value out of our discussion there at the end and your interaction. So make it a great one.